It is a time once again to talk politics with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Jay.
All right, Bob, we've, for all intents and purposes, have put to bed the mayor's race with Mayor Brown winning the Democratic primary. There's still a general election to come, but that one, we'll just put that one behind us as old news for now. Let's take a broader look at county-wide races, because there most certainly are some really interesting ones. And when you kind of look out over Erie County, you know, what stands out to you as you get ready for this year's election day?
Well, you know, it's interesting, I think, because the contests for the countywide contests for clerk and controller and sheriff, these are the ones that draw the least amount of voters in the four-year cycle of voting patterns every 4 years. So we're going to, no matter what, we're going to see a very low turnout. But what's interesting to me is the ability of the Republican Party to compete in overwhelmingly Democratic Erie County, and not only compete, but win. Let's take a look at the three countywides. They're all held by Republicans right now. You have Stefan Mihailu as controller, Tim Howard as sheriff, and the clerk position is open, but it had been held by a Republican. So you've got now Democratic contenders for all of these, but the Republicans feel very good about their ability to hang on to these posts and to continue to control the county legislature. And with 135,000 more Democrats than Republicans, the mere fact that this is a competitive situation in overwhelmingly Democratic county is very fascinating to me.
And most certainly does say something, I guess, on a couple of levels. One, perhaps maybe about the organization on the county level, but also perhaps maybe just the type of maybe Democrat that we have here in Erie County. What would you say?
Well, yeah, I mean, there is a theory among some people, such as Conservative Party Chairman Ralph Lurigo, that the electorate remains rather conservative, that you have conservative Democrats in strongholds like Cheektowaga. Not everybody agrees with that assessment, but we've seen that theory play out before. But I think maybe another thing is strategy. Let's, if you look at the city of Buffalo, which is the real Democratic concentration in Erie County, there will be no contests in the city of Buffalo. So there will be, you know, people will say, why should I bother going to the polls? There's no Republican candidate for mayor. There's no Republican candidates for city-based county legislature. There's no Republican candidates for city court. So it's kind of a two-way function here, one in that Democrats outnumber Republicans 7-1 in the city, so Republicans go, why should I bother running, because I'm going to lose, and that's probably true. And then there are those who say that the Republicans don't encourage any kind of contest in the city so that the Democratic voters won't come out and counteract the more Republican suburbs and rural areas of the county. So you got a lot of things going on here, a lot of strategy going on here. So,
and as you mentioned, some interesting races on this countywide level. We've got incumbents running, Republican incumbents running in the controller and sheriff's race. But for today, why don't we focus just a little bit on that county clerk race, where, like you said, it's an open seat.
Steve Cishan, a former radio newsman, is the candidate of the Democratic Party. And Mickey Kearns, Democratic Assemblyman, interestingly, is the Republican candidate. Kearns has run for the Assembly throughout his career with both Republican and Democratic backing. And this year, he's in a real feud with the Democrats, who think that some of his conservative views are out of step with what they adopt as their principles. And so he's running just on the Republican line. He didn't even run against Cishan in the Democratic primary. Most interesting move. Most interesting move, because most people think that that would have been competitive too. So Kearns, he continues to say that he will be a Democrat if he wins, and that will set up a very interesting situation too, this kind of hybrid Republican-Democrat in the clerk's position. And there's all kinds of things at work in this one, and and it's most interesting also that the Erie County Democratic Organization, headed by Jeremy Zellner, is really, I think they really want this one, and they're gunning for Kearns. They'd like to get rid of him, I think, and they label him as Tricky Mickey, and it's a real intense race going on there right now.
Well, Bob McCarthy, as always, we appreciate your update. A lot more to talk about when we get to closer to Election Day, and of course, we'll have you back with us next Wednesday. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Bob.
We'll look forward to it.